Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily. We've got the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart hanging out with us for a little while this evening on this Friday night as we kick it live from Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City. Sin City is lit Labor Day weekend, and the parties have already begun. You know, Cam, you're getting older, or maybe wiser, actually. And it's funny because I was on a 9:40 a.m. Flight, and I'd say that basically like 75% of the plane began to drink at like 10 a.m. Like as soon as like they started right away. You know what I mean? Yes. Like there was a lot of girls and like Vegas has changed. It's like girls and yeah, party and the chain smokers are playing and pool parties. And so they started and I actually looked at these people and I was thinking, God, that's disgusting. I'm watching. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? And I was thinking, you know, I was actually thinking to myself, I was like, you know, it's hot as hell there. You're going to get off the plane. You're going to be all drunk. And you're going to ruin the rest of your day now. But okay. Right. It's funny, Cam, because we've been there, right, many times before. It was like lit up in the airport before you can get on the plane. But these girls were going hard, bro, at the back of the plane, man. And I'm like, man, you girls are going to pay the price in about 3-4 hours. Because they're like, we're going to do this. We're going to Chippendales. They were all like, we're going,
nowhere.
We're going there. I was thinking, you're going to your rooms and you're going to pass out. That's where you're going. And you're going to lose all of today because you got hammered on the plane at 10 in the morning.
Yeah. Older and wiser, buddy. We've done it all. Like you name it, we've done it. And those Vegas guys, me and Gabe used to go to Vegas. We did shows. We're sweating. We're interviewing people in the morning. We're partying like benders. That's the thing. Been there, done that. It's true. I'm not going to say I don't have nights in Vegas where we get torqued when we finish the shows, but you're right. That's a bad move getting in there drunk early because eventually once that high wears down, you're done. Then you got problems thinking, oh, what games am I going to bet? What's happening here? You go to play a little bit of blackjack. You don't have your A game. It's a disaster. You got to arrive sober, get your bearings, then start drinking. That's the rules.
Wow, what the hell is going on in this world? Me and Cam. Don't drink and drive. Arrive sober. Don't drink when you're stoned. Yeah, be responsible. Like Steve Merrill. At the time we saw Steve Merrill at Sunset Station at like 5 in the morning. Me and Cam were coming in from the club, and Steve's like eating a hamburger for breakfast. He's like, hey, guys. We're like, were you up all night? He's like, yeah, he's ready to go. But no, I'm all business today, Cam. I'm all business. We're taking it, we're doing the show. We got another show tonight. I didn't even have time to go to the sports book. I literally just checked in. I'm like, I checked in, boom. And here we are right now. So I haven't had time to go to the sports book. I haven't eaten yet. I figured you'd like this, though, Cam, actually. I figured I like this as well. Room service menu. Let's see what's on the menu. A little room service. Ooh, buttermilk pancakes. It's a little breakfast menu. I like this. Only in Vegas, breakfast drinks. House Bloody Mary, Kettle One vodka.
Mary, that's good for me. You know what, Bretzi? They're right, though.
Breakfast.
No. It's a great breakfast drink.
House Bloody Mary.
It gets you right back in the game. Vodka, tomato juice. I do Clamato. It's called the Caesar. Breakfast Caesar. Let's go.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. Can't get a little Rage Around and Cam Stewart. So let me ask you, Cam, because I'm not a big tomato Clamato guy.
Yeah,
juice
I like
guy.
It.
But so does the Bloody Caesar, or here they call it the Bloody Mary, the House Bloody Mary. People say it takes the edge off the hangover, right? Because you're like, oh, you're having it.
It really does.
Tomato juice. I know the hardcore drunks, the Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer drunk guys. They start the morning off with their beer, right? They put a little tomato juice in it. They think they're being
healthy. It's called a red eye. Tomato juice and beer for those guys with the blood vessel honkers. Yeah, that's their go-to.
The red eye. Hey,
yeah. He puts a beer. He's like, a little tomato juice.
Yeah, but does it cut the hangover? Yeah. Or does it just want to make you keep drinking again? You said it gets you right back up on the horse.
It really does. I've done a lot of things in the morning. Obviously, people will pop Tylenol, Advil, whatever you do. But I'm telling you, there's a reason why you do it. Stay on the horse, hair of the dog. I know you don't like tomato juice, but I do Clamato and vodka. It is the best drink to get back in the game. I don't know what it is with the tomato juice, the sugars, but it gets you right, like, focused again. It's a great hangover drink. I know I shouldn't be telling people this. Probably bad advice, but it's the truth.
This room service menu is all booze. I've never seen anything like this. half the page.
The hotel you picked is just... that means it's a good place.
They're like, that's when you're hardcore, when you're in your room, Cam. Yeah, can you send up 12 Coronas? That's when you're not even leaving the room. All right, how much do you think? All right, here we go, Cam. They'll deliver a bottle of Jack Daniels to my room for how much?
I'm thinking $80.
Man, Cam Sharp. $75. Crown Royal, $75. Jameson Iris, $75. Absolute Vodka, $75. Served with appropriate glassware. Ice mixer sold separately. Yeah. Now, I could see this actually rocking this. You're having a party in the room. You're like, yeah, send some more vodka up here, right? Like, yeah.
They're priced. Yeah, delivered? $75?
I like what you said. Well, the hotel that you're at, Morenci, of course, there's got booze on the menu.
I stayed the same establishments. Why don't you? Got to. Great bang for
bottle of Grey Goose delivered to the room is $125.
I was going to say $120. That was my next
one. All right, so let's find out what we're putting $125 on next with Steve Merrill.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci, kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. I've got two computers running. I'm having a hard time getting in one of them here. It's frustrating me. I want to get this rolling.
Actually, I got a tip for you. You actually might have better luck there. Turn off the Wi-Fi. Go to the site. It'll let you do bets for a while before they – like, I actually – when I was in Vegas, I was betting for a while there if you do the right things. And you might get lucky. Just saying.
No, I don't. I'm not worried about that. I'm having a hard time with just logging into a computer, Kim. I can't get into this Wi-Fi. I can't. I'm having a problem. I don't understand why I didn't have a problem with one of them, but now I'm having a problem with the other one. It's always something. For assistance, please call 702-939. Yeah, I think I just might. Steve Merrill steps up and joins us. What's going on, Steve? Big night of football coming up. How you doing?
Yeah, I was confused. I was thinking, how are you doing the show right now if you don't have Wi-Fi? And then I realized you've got two devices, so now it's starting to come together. Yeah, week one is here, guys. I don't acknowledge week zero. I don't acknowledge September, week one. Now it's the real season.
That was just the appetizer.
Yeah.
It's the tease.
Now it gets real. All right, I got to open up. I got to open up a million pages here on another. Let's go somewhere else here and get this. Let's rock and roll. Let's get into the games. Steve, a lot of stuff going on in your backyard and connected to you. Steve, I was going to say, what, you're a tribe? What are you, tribal? What do you call yourself? William and Mary, like if you went there.
Tribal. Just because I've flashed you my swimsuit before on live TV doesn't make me tribal. But
yeah. Your trip
shot. Labor Day. I did it for Memorial Day. I don't think I'll do it for Labor Day.
I'm assuming, and all kidding aside, pardon the pot shot, but I'm assuming your football team's better than your baseball, your basketball team, Steve.
Well, yeah, I mean, basketball was, what, 320th and some in the KenPom and Sagarians, but they were one of the, well, if you in conference play, one of the most profitable point spread teams in the country. They won, like, what, 10 in a row ATS when conference play started. This is a non-conference game for the football team at Charlotte, but look, the FCS versus FBS lines, you know, the sports books are skittish with them, right? I saw one spot post a 7 yesterday. I saw someone else open a 6 today. It was actually WynnBET. And then the next thing you know, it's 3.5, 4, you know, when everyone else opens it. So these are soft numbers. And I was a little surprised to see the line this low because William & Mary's been barely a 500 winning team. They've actually been a sub 500 team for about 3 or 4 years now, but top 25 preseason ranking. Take that with a grain of salt because James Madison left the CAA. Half the teams have gone Division 1A, but they are supposed to be better this year, and I'm excited because if the odds are accurate, this is a very winnable game tonight against a Charlotte team that played a game last week. So this would be a nice start and might get me going to some more home games here. I think they have a home opener next week, another non-conference game.
Well, Cam, it's the Scrap Heap special. A lot of Scrap Heap specials tonight, right in your wheelhouse. At least we'll find out if they're in your wheelhouse this evening. William & Mary, how about Holy Cross? We got the Holy Cross and Merrimack on the board. And for the record, last night we hit that St. Francis play, guys. St. Francis, they ended up losing by 7. They lost in overtime. I took St. Francis plus 15.5, Steve, against the Akron Zips. But let me ask you about this game. Let me throw this one at you. Another one, Virginia style here. Virginia Tech and Old Dominion. So Virginia Tech are laying 6.5 in this game, Steve. The total, 47.5. We know the old D knocked these guys off. What was it, in 19? About 3 years ago, they knocked them off. It was a big-time game for them. Virginia Tech sort of rebuilding a little bit here right now offensively. They could have their hands full once again with a veteran Old Dominion team here, Steve. 6.5 at FanDuel right now, 47.5. What's your take on this game?
Yeah, these teams played the second game of the 2019 season at Tech. Tech won 31-17, but Old Dominion covered easily. They were a 4-touchdown dog in that game, so it was a nice cover for them. And then if you recall, guys, Old Dominion did not play a single game in 2020. They didn't do a spring season, an abbreviated season. They did not play at all with COVID. And it definitely affected them last year. They got off to a really slow start. Yeah. I believe they were, 1-6 out of the gate last year. But then don't look now. Here come the Monarchs. They went 5-1 after that. Started 1-6, finished 5-1 to get bowl eligible. They lost the bowl game against Tulsa. But you could definitely make a case that they're a play-on team coming into this season. And this is going to be probably the biggest home game they've ever had down in Norfolk. You know, they're going to be rocking because they're getting a big-time opponent in here. And they're catching Virginia Tech at the right time, to say the least. My power ratings, guys, only favor Tech by 1 point, actually. So there is some line value with Old Dominion. I think you can make an argument of the situation sets up well game. Also.
I'm what are you going to do, Cam? Hard not to like them plus the points. Like you said, they can play
like the Monarchs. Yes, they can. I wouldn't be so shocked if they won outright. Virginia Tech relying on name and history, but there's a lot of issues there with that team. Old Dominion's good. They're competitive. They had a strong finish to the year. There's a lot to like about this team. They have a very good defense. That's why that total's low. I'm taking Old Dominion. You give me 6.5 points with the old D, I'm in. We're going to rock it in Steve's backyard. I'm not sure if I could pull the trigger on William & Mary and Old Dominion, but Old Dominion makes the card.
Moneyline parlay. ODU 2-1.
Boxcars.
William & Mary about a buck.
What's
60.
That drink? Was it Sunny D? Sunny Delight? Sunny D?
Yeah, Sunny D.
Old D.
Sunny D.
I used to like that stuff, actually.
Yeah, well, it's not really orange.
You had to crush some Sunny D and bet on Old D.
It's sugar. Yeah, sugar. Just orange. That's what
it's orange sugar. A little bit of vitamin C, so moms think it's healthy.
It's not. Yeah, it's not quite full. Like, yeah, like you're right. It's, it softens the orange.
It's a little bit less than soda. Yeah, exactly. You got
it's
it.
It's closer to an orange drink, right, than orange juice. Like,
it doesn't say juice.
You can't say orange juice.
It's illegal to say juice. It's not juice.
Exactly. Yeah, the lawyers.
It's the same thing. Like you, who's not milk, right?
No, it's not milk.
I love you.
No, it's a pasteurized
like
milk.
Like if you, it's a chocolate drink.
Yeah. That's what they use. They use these terms, or something like that. You know, non-dairy creamer. It's not milk.
Steve's like, no, you can't say juice. Did you know the story, Steve? Me and Cam talked about it. The guy in Vancouver. So this guy sued Canada Dry ginger ale for $200,000 because there's not ginger and there's no real ginger in ginger.
Right.
Yeah. And he said that he's been drinking it his whole life and that he's been giving it to his family. He says, I've been giving this to my kids thinking there's ginger in it because ginger has healthy properties in it. He won.
Unbelievable.
Did they just settle, or did he actually win? Did they just away and they gave? Yeah.
He sued him for more. They gave him $200,000, and basically, yeah.
Like, just get out of our Here's your $200,000. Yeah. Get out of our lives and shut up. Yeah,
we don't want you. And the judge, said you can never be sued for this again. Everyone knows there's not ginger in it, and I guess they have to be a little clearer about like on the thing. But he did win. He did win. So you know what? Maybe I should sue Sonny Delight. I thought this was 100% pure orange juice.
I guarantee you, because it's not. I guarantee you that it's someone you missed the window on that one. Probably all these beverages.
Missed the window, yeah, for sure. Okay, so Cam, you're going Old Dominion on this one, huh?
I am.
I might have to go. We might have to go old school and have fun with this, guys. I might have to run to the book during the show. Well, let's tell you guys, I'll be back in 5 minutes. I got to run downstairs to the book. Window Will, where's Window Will at? I need a runner here, man.
You need that room service should have betting on it, Gabe. You should be able to place a bet on room service cards.
What a great idea. Like, have a guy that's the runner for bets. Yes. Yeah.
You send him the bet, he comes back with the vodka if you win.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Like, I'm sure the real world guys be able to call and say, hey, get me a bell, get me a service, bell service up here. And you tell the guy, look, here's $500. I want you to go put it on the ball game. Here's an extra 20 spot for you and bring me back the ticket. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
like, seems to make sense, right? Like, you know?
Like when the dealer rides with you, when you put a little toke for the dealer. I love that's the best way to tip in blackjack. Yeah, play them on the
hand. Exactly. Exactly. I give them more too, but you know, they never give us money when we're getting pummeled. That's the thing. It's like, and they look at you like you're a complete idiot. It's like tipping.
That doesn't go that way. No, they're not going to give you money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabe Omarenko. We're kicking it with a Ranger Reddick, Cam Stewart, Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com in the house. Sheriff Panel step up and in after. Cam's going to roll out, and Cam's going to, I don't know what you're doing tonight, Cam. Crushing chicken wings? Oh, you got a college football show tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I do. And also, my girlfriend starts Airbnb, so I'm helping her out. We got a nice, lovely couple from Ohio coming over. So, yeah, we got a lot of things going on. So, my side
did
hustle.
Did not see that coming. God, yeah. I lost some serious money on that. I could have gotten 100 to 1 that Cam was going to say Airbnb. And a nice couple.
Can't sign up.
That's we're good, too. No, we do, Steve. We're like good people. You leave them a bottle of wine.
So she's
going to
stay with you. Okay. And you're gonna rotate, though? You're going to rent her place out? She stays with you, and then you're going to rent your place out? And you go there?
My place will never be rented out with all the equipment and wall and stuff I got. Nobody's staying here. Hopefully she'll give me some money to fix my sink because the Flex Seal doesn't work.
Oh, what happened? What, the Flex Seal's a scam? What happened?
It's not a scam. It's just still got a drip. Like, it's just, I'll tell you another thing. Phil Swift did not.
So you're telling me he's going into a pool with gators and
crocodiles?
Stuff like that?
No. We wouldn't step foot in that. If that boat was covered in Flex Seal, that is obviously an optical illusion. It can't be real. There's no way you'd go into a boat with tape holding it up with gators sitting there waiting for you in the bog. It's not happening. God, no. Anyway, I'm going to try the new stuff. They have the spray. Tape, like they have everything now, Morency. They got little guys.
Looks
like
great.
They know what it is. It's one of those things that'll work for, like, you know what I mean? But if you use it, it's not going to hold. That's the thing. You might get
I've seen the ad for this alien tape. I see the late night.
I got a story with that alien tape.
I want to get it. I got to get it. Like, I have some things falling and stuff. Does it work, alien tape? Because, dude,
it does. So my
buddy slaps a brick against the wall. He goes, I can hang a bucket of water with a piece of tape. I'm like, no.
For a while. Till the adhesive falls off. That's the whole thing. The more wear and tear, it's not going to work. It'll work one time.
Give us the alien tape review, Steve. Does it work?
So my rear view mirror fell off months ago in my car, and I saw some alien tape. That store I was at Gabe's that one time I put on Twitter. It's kind of like a Big Lots, Ollie's, like a mishmash. They had alien tape, but it was like $4. You know, it's normally like $20. So I was like, this might work. And it actually worked. I put one piece on each side. It actually worked extremely well. And I was like, this is damn good stuff. The problem I've come to realize this summer is that when it gets like 190, 100 degrees out, every time I come back to my car, my damn mirror is on the seat because it just melts or something. So it works when it's like below 70. It held up pretty well. The brick, you know, I don't know. I haven't tried it for anything else.
Sun kills glue.
I didn't go to William and Mary. Yeah, because I'm not that smart. And Cam, I only clued into this like last week. I was like, why the hell does this license plate that I have keep falling? And I have all kinds of duct tape. And finally, I realized exactly, Steve, it's so hot in there, it's not sticky anymore. It loses its stick, huh?
Wow, duct tape. I thought duct tape was good no matter what.
Adhesive?
Me too. That's
when
what
it's hot,
I was like. I was like, if duct tape can't fix it,
they use it in NASCAR. They use duct tape in NASCAR. They use sledgehammers and duct tape.
My dad's got industrial rolls of duct tape. The guy lives with it. He practically sleeps with it. He used to fix duct tape with everything. That's the thing, though. Can't leave it hot. Bad in deserts. The stickiness eventually.
SNFU, Cam. Remember the punk rock band, SNFU.
I love those guys. I love those guys.
They had Society's No Effing Use. Freaking use, but that was their name. Society's No Effing Use. I played shows with them, actually. Nice. They had a song, Duct Tape Won't Fix It, It's Broke.
Great title.
Yeah, because in punk rock, when you're touring and stuff, duct tape is big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a hole
in the tire in the van, put duct tape on it. Oh, the drums are falling apart, put duct tape on it. My guitar is broken, put duct tape on it. Right, like everything's like, and then finally it's like, duct tape won't fix it, it's broke.
It is.
Yeah,
I have seen that before.
Me
it kind of gets,
Steve,
it gets soft. It almost melts. Yeah, I have seen that now that you mentioned it. I would have forgotten.
Think about it. And it cars in the summer.
Picks. We're giving people
cars
science.
In the summer.
Like, this is like Mythbusters.
Why am I working at a sports gambling show? I should tell people. Yeah, exactly. I'm a science guy now. Like, what's the deal?
Well, Gabe, I want to know if Cam's going to have a room service menu now for the Airbnb since you gave those room service ideas. I mean, that's $75. I made the over under 50 for the Jack, but I knew it was going to be like higher. I knew it was going to be higher.
Want to hear how nice we were, Gabe? Another couple's coming in from England. We gave them Blue Jay tickets. Give them a little bottle and some Blue Jay tickets. Never been to a baseball
perk.
Game.
You're giving
before.
Perks to people. Perks. You're going to get your eyes smart.
You get nice reviews. It's all important. You got to get those good reviews when you're starting off, Cam. You can't have like a one star. It ruins you for months. Yeah.
I saw it the other day, dude. Somebody sued a restaurant, sued a guy that gave a bad review on Yelp and won. I'm like, for defamation. Like, I'm like, what the
hell? Want to know what?
Why is anyone ever going to leave a review again? But I think the guy badgered the place and made things up. And they were like, you know what? You made stuff up about the guy's place. You got to pay him. And he won. He won the case. All right. So listen, I'm going to go, not right now, but I'm going to run during a commercial break down, have some fun with this. I got to get the tickets in. It is what it is. When we get the money ready to go. We got Merrill and Cam in the house. So what am I betting on?
Adhesives.
All right.
Plus 500.
Okay, so Holy Cross and Merrimack, I think I'll pass on that one.
Pass
William
on that.
And Mary and Charlotte, it's down to 4.5 right now. The total's 52.5. Steve, what about Western Michigan and Michigan State? The game I don't want to miss out on, guys, I want to get my money in. Old Dominion plus 6.5 and over 47.5. I want to go run downstairs and get that bet in.
Or plus 200 on the money
Temple
line. I make them a 1-point dog. Yeah, sprinkle it on the money line.
As long as I'm going down there now, too. What about the Illinois and Indiana game, Steve, tonight?
Oh, by the way, I like Michigan State, but I liked it more at minus 21. It's 21.5 now in most sports. I hate that half
Western
point.
Michigan are young and raw, huh?
Yeah, and by the way, Central Michigan's cover last night extremely misleading. Oklahoma State just allowed them to come back in that game. So you got to wonder maybe.
No, it was a lock. Yeah, I don't know.
But you got to wonder, you know, if Michigan State was watching that maybe, or they don't want another, you know, Central, MAC team to do that. But, 21, I would have liked it. The Illinois game is interesting. Indiana minus 1.5 is my power rating, so I'm staying off that one tonight.
Cam, not a great slate tonight. Last night was really cool. To me, Virginia Tech, Ole Miss, that's a badass game. I think Michigan State are going to mess Western Michigan up. Temple and Duke, any interest, guys? Temple and Duke in this game tonight? Steve, I'll start with you.
I made the line 4, so I think it's high now at 9.5. It opened 6.5, but not enough for me to pull the trigger.
Temple
I do think
suck.
The line is high. They do.
They suck, but how the hell do we not take them at 9.5, Cam? How do we not take Temple in this game? Who the hell are Duke to be laying 9.5 points?
I kind of agree. And I'll tell you another thing is, everybody and their mother just looks at Illinois in that game as like it's some kind of stone cold lock because they played one game. And I'll tell you, the demise of Indiana, sure, they didn't finish very well. I think that's misleading. I'm betting Indiana tonight. You're going to give me the game at a pick of minus one? I'm on the Hoosiers tonight. But
Teddy's
on my own
a big game. Yeah, Teddy liked Indiana tonight. I hosted Wager Talk today with him. That was his big game breakdown. And Ralph Michaels had the stat the other day. Since 2014, teams with a game under their belt against a first game are 43% against the spread. So fading that experience. Yeah. And that works for William & Mary tonight, by the way. William & Mary would fit that same 57% angle because they haven't played yet. A lot of times the line, I think, is inflated because of that.
I've always thought that. I'm glad to hear that number. I've always thought that that was an overrated thing. And, oh, they played and
there's
they
the NFL tonight too, Gabe. Yeah. Better get your bet in. Oh, yeah, CFL, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ottawa versus Montreal tonight.
From the airport this morning. I wasn't playing around.
Okay.
TCU game, late game, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Games. Yeah, yeah, big steam on this. Is anybody betting on the Colorado Buffaloes? Not one person.
Well, you know, it's, not even it's hardly hit 14 up there.
I'm going to bet like them tonight.
That's why I was going to set up, Cam. Yeah.
I would say it hasn't hit 14 still, though. That's the thing, is it seems like everybody's on TCU, but it's still hovering at 13.5. The altitude worries me.
It was 9.5.
I would have it opened, yeah. By the way, the first half is 7.5. I would have much rather laid the 7 in the first half and not have to worry about the altitude factor in the fourth quarter, but 7.5 is such an ugly number for a first half.
What's the deal with this? Like, Cam, this game, and Steve, I'll throw it to you, though, Cam, on this. Just a sense that I think people are overreacting with TCU a little bit. TCU are an average program. Like, they've had, they're past their peak, and people are acting like, oh, TCU this, TCU that, all the money, TCU, Colorado. I get it. So my question is, TCU are an average team. They're, you know, and I get it that they're good coming off of mediocre seasons, but are Colorado that bad, Steve? That, you know, and Cam, that's the question. Because people seem to feel like Colorado are going to be bad, bad, bad. It's a lot of points to be laying on the road, man, up there in Boulder, as you mentioned.
To Steve's point, I'm seeing like 90% consensus, yet that line can't cross 14 or even go to 14.
90%. It's steady 13 and a half. A road to hell. That's,
yeah, it's pretty strange, isn't it?
It is, man. Gabe, here's the deal.
90%.
TCU can go in there and win by 20. But you know what? I'm probably I think I'm going to take a shot with Colorado just to kind of like fade the public. I like Indiana better with the Steve move, but I think Colorado might make the card.
Steve, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. Like, why is it this big of a number? And you know, let's be real, too. A lot of people are sheep, and I don't say it insultingly, but people see the number move and, oh, you better get in on TCU. Oh, you see it 9.5, up to 10.5, up to 11. And then somehow it becomes a perception that, but I'm just talking, guys, from an X and O standpoint, from a football standpoint, are they 2 touchdowns better in the first game of the year on the road at Boulder? You mentioned the altitude. That's a tricky place to play up there. And you got all the weed smoke blowing around in the players' faces. You see Kyrgios complaining about the weed smoke. Isn't that guy the one that called someone a wuss bag last time?
Yeah.
He's a snitch. Kyrgios a snitch. You try to get someone kicked out of the U.S. Open for smoking weed. He's like, I smell marijuana. Yeah, you're in New York now, Kyrgios.
Hey, I think the marijuana smells an advantage. If the other guy doesn't like it, I'll take it. That's the way to go. Just embrace it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart along with my boy Steve Merrill. Gabe is making a run to the sports book to put bets in. That's the thing. You got to do what you got to do on the show. Steve, let's talk about this, though, before we get into the football. There's baseball going off right now, so I'll ask your opinions quickly. We got the Blue Jays and Pirates. They're just getting off right now. Manoa and Oviedo there. The Jays are laying 240 in that spot, total 8. They haven't really been good in Manoa's last starts, even though, you know, I see a little bit of regression. He's a pretty, fiery guy, and it seems like, I got to be honest, I look at the price. I'm a Blue Jay fan, but Pittsburgh offers value in this spot. What's your take?
Yeah, you know, I joked about this during the summer after the NBA Finals ended, and I said, shh, it's quiet time. You know, it's baseball season. Yeah. No one's going to talk about July. And again, now it's quiet time for baseball, right? It's September is here, week one, college football, NFL around the corner. There is value with baseball, and you really have to take a contrarian approach in September and not be afraid to play teams that are outside the playoff race and not be afraid to fade teams in quote-unquote must-win situations, right? I talk about this every year in December with the NFL. Teams aren't in must-win situations if they're good enough to win when they have to win, like the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Astros. Even with that regard, though, they might take their foot off the gas. So good time of year to be playing underdogs. Pittsburgh is a team that made a youth movement earlier this year. They had a little feisty run when they did so. And wouldn't be surprised to see the Pirates maybe make you money over the next month.
No, and this kid that they have up there, I read a story that the Cardinals actually offered him $1.9 million on some like deal to have him stick around in the organization. But he decided, you know, I'm going to take my chances eventually and become a major leaguer, and he will get paid. This guy from Pittsburgh pitching tonight's good. I understand the Jays need to win, but they're not playing their best baseball. Steve, we got the Reds small favorites against the Rockies. I was kind of looking at Colorado. This is my type of game, the old dumpster fire. Cincinnati minus 125 with Sessa. We got a total of 9. What do you think about Rockies Reds? That game's going off right now as well.
Yeah, it's like the Something About Mary when the guy's like, you ever heard of 6-minute abs? He's like, no, 5-minute abs. He goes, well, someone comes out with 4-minute abs. He goes, no, 5-minute abs. It's like, I just said, play on bad teams, play against good teams. So what happens when two bad teams are playing each other? I don't know what to do. But yeah, look, you know, you get these games as well. I mean, these are two non-contenders here. They're both about 20 to 27 games. They've combined 47 games below 500. But I don't think teams quit. And one of the reasons bad teams do perform well in September, even though these are both bad teams, is that they expand the rosters for the playoffs, right? But that also means young talent gets called up by other teams. And if you're out of the playoff race, why not play your young talent, right? So these guys are going to still be playing hard. I'm going to look at offensive momentum, and Cincinnati has that 25 hits their last two games, even though they only put up 8 runs. Rockies, meanwhile, 6 hits and 2 hits on the road. They're on the road again. You got to be careful with Colorado. Their offensive road numbers are so bad this year. Don't look at the overall numbers, because those home numbers are very misleading with the altitude. I think Cincinnati's playing better, and even though they have a worse record here, I'd rather have the Reds in this one.
Interesting. Yeah, we're going to get back to the football, Steve, but anything that catches your eye on the late card. I took Boston. Keuchel's pitching for Texas. What a horrible heartbreak last night. Steve, I was on Texas. Metal Matt will tell you. These guys had a 4-run lead going into the – I took them on the run line too, and on the run line in the parlays. People are like, oh, why do you take the +1.5 just for things like that? Did you see that Boston Red Sox comeback against Texas? I lost my mind last night. It was crazy.
Rangers have lost 5 straight games. Their last 4 losses by 2 runs or less, 2 1-run losses, 2 2-run losses, including last night, as you mentioned. And, I mean, look, you know, we always talk about teams that should be better than their record, but we also talk about catching those falling knives. You got to wait to see them bottom. Rangers are now on the season 10-28 in games decided by 1 run. They're 14 Unreal. Games below 500, and they basically are even on the run differential. So, I mean, but it's like they keep losing that way. So, yeah, I think Texas will have some value at some point, but I like Boston tonight. Tonight's not the night, not a way to come back.
Yeah. Dallas Keuchel is the epitome of flammable. Any other games that you're looking at, Steve, before we get back to the College Football Board and baseball?
You know, I think the Dodgers are an interesting team to talk about, obviously, because I think that Gabe and I talked about it on the radio show Tuesday night. You know, I mean, I know he's a Dodger fan, but this is still one of the best teams in recent history, I think. Yet I think the Mets, if they win the division, Cam, are going to win the World Series, just because DeGrom and Scherzer will go 4 or 5 out of every 7. Big series tonight against the Padres for the Dodgers. You know, do they take their foot off the gas? It looks like maybe that started losing those last 2 against the Mets. They've had 7 hits or less now in 4 straight games. Return home without rest. I'd be careful with LA. They either win by margin or the underdog wins outright. I think this might be one of those spots where the underdog wins outright with San Diego.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. I think there's like some juicy dogs tonight, Steve. Like, I'm looking at the board. You get the Marlins with Sandy pitching. They're plus like, what, 165? I know Atlanta, they're good, but Morton, he's been hit before. I think that's a nice price. Basically, Steve, how do you approach this stuff? Because I was thinking, I love what you're saying, and me and my buddy Vince talked about it. These guys, you said it, Pirates, young teams, call-ups. Like, this is the time. I know it's hard to do, but I look at the board, and I'm betting more dogs, and it seems to be working. Like, I had Arizona last night. They won 5-0. I'm looking at plus money when I can. That's the way to attack the end of the season, because these kids are playing for futures jobs. They don't want to be riding buses their whole rest of their lives.
Oh, but then again, it's hard to trust Miami. They've lost 6 out of 7, and it's not a fluke. They've scored 2 runs or less now in 5 straight games. They've scored 2 runs or less in 6 of those last 7 games, single-digit hits in all of them. Yet the Braves, you know, back-to-back wins over Colorado, that's just because the Rockies' offense is so bad, like I talked about earlier. The Braves have had 5 hits in each of their last 2 games, and they won them. I like the under in that Rocky game. I mean, the Braves-Marlins game. I think the under 7 has some value in that one.
Yeah, I agree. So let's get back to the College Board tonight. Steve, I was going to get your – you talked a little bit about the Indiana game. I'm looking now. I saw one now up to 1.5, total 47.5. Do you have an opinion on the total of this football game? That total seems a little bit low. Illinois had a good first week, but I don't know, 47.5. Do you play many totals there, Steve? Because I was thinking I'm already on Indiana. Teddy Savransky's on it. But what do you think about that total? Seems a little light.
It does. Look, anytime there's in the 40s, you know, I'm kind of looking for a reason for the over. I'm always looking for a reason for overs now in college football. I don't like to hang on with those unders. I don't like to hang on with the big underdogs just hoping they get a backdoor cover. So wouldn't disagree. You know, look, Illinois does have a game under their belt after playing Wyoming last week. Yeah. They came in as one of the most inexperienced teams in the country. Mark Lawrence's rankings had them 122nd experience, 108 offense, 114 defense. So I know these teams are only 43% with a game under the belt, but you got to figure it really benefited Illinois probably having a game under the belt, being so inexperienced.
Well, you guys are talking about betting overs. And remember, Steve, you and I talked about this, about the average total being like 56.3 college football over the last 5 years. Last year was 55.4, whatever. But still, I'm with you. You better have a damn good reason when you're betting the under of a game. I did last night with New Mexico State and Minnesota because I didn't think New Mexico State were going to score. But speaking of overs, there we go.
Woo! It's overwhelming.
$200. Virginia Tech, Old Dominion, over 48.
I love the old tickets. I love paper. I'm a paper guy. I will say for that. I love the tickets. What I do? When I get to the motel, I have my drawer.
The points.
I have my drawer, Marenzi, and like I bring this like little like clip-on thing that I bring on trips. I put all my tickets in it. I sit there, loose chips and stuff. That's my fun drawer, right? Lisa does whatever. I have the top drawer, the fun drawer with all the tickets. Paper's great. I like to look at it. I love the feel of it. I love everything about it. It just, there's something.
How about this, huh?
Just take a photo of your ticket, Gabe, in case you misplace it.
CFL action. Call. Okay, 200, Montreal, money line.
It's going to be an interesting game tonight. Ottawa went into Edmonton and won that game. Yeah, I know, I'm on Montreal too. What do you think about the total? I was just going to say, because I'm kind of perplexed on the total, but I think Montreal
should
will beat Ottawa. I was thinking
sure, should be points.
Yeah, should be.
So I don't know if you guys got into the baseball at all. I put a play in on the Dodgers, just sort of a recreational.
That's what we just did.
Well, you guys, you both took Darvish. You're taking off, San Diego.
Steve. Take it away, Steve. Take it away.
No, I said, Gabe, the spot worries me a little bit tonight because you and I talked about it this said Tuesday night on the radio show. You know, in the Dodgers offense, was it 7 hits or less, 4 straight games, those back-to-back losses, and now traveling back from the East Coast, you know, to play the Padres. You just wonder if it's a little bit of a flat spot. I know it's San Diego. I know it's a big rival, but Dodgers either win by margin, as we know, or they lose outright. I could see this being one of those spots maybe where the underdog wins.
Tricky game. Tricky game tonight. What's your card looking like, KFC? Just for the record, so the college football on, I didn't get in on Michigan State, but I did actually online earlier. Like, that's the thing. I'm not, like, I fired away from the airport this morning because I knew.
You get 21, like, right. You got a better number probably. Yeah, that was minus 21 earlier, right? So
it was. Yeah. I think, it was.
Yes. Well, you got a good nine. Day. Yeah.
So I got in on a bunch of stuff and I started firing up there. I put a couple of last futures in, win totals. Then I was like, you know what? I'm not leaving this on the table. I played Louisville over 5.5, Utah over 8.5, and Houston Cougars. I love the Cougars over 8.5, but I got a 9.5 at plus 145. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I think they're a 10-11 win team, and I'm getting plus 145 for over 9.5. Just realizing, dear God, the air conditioning's not on in here. It's like I'm in an interrogation room here, man. You know how hot it is here, guys?
You should see my hydro bill. I got it cranked. I know, and it's hot here. It must be crazy in Vegas. Like, Gabe, you should see my utilities bill. That's why we're doing Airbnb. when we do the show, I sweat. You see me. I sweat in an igloo. I always got that AC crank. You have to. That's the best, Steve. He's like, I like the Dodgers tonight. You're like, oh, no, it might be. Classic. Poor hey, guy. He's like me, though. I'm guilty, too. Like, I bet the Blue Jays because I'm a fan of the team. And I don't know. I got to stop doing it sometimes. Steve, that's one thing I like about you. You're fans of teams, but you never let it affect your bets, right? Like, sometimes I just bet on my team to try to support them. I know some people go the other way. It's like, hey, at least if they lose, I'm going to win money. But you're not like me and Gabe. You'll bet the Dodgers. I'll bet the Blue Jays, even though I know when the Blue Jays are in a bad spot. You don't care. No fandom. Attach yourself.
I was going to say, the Commanders, my Washington Commanders, have made it very easy for me 20 years ago. I'd like to thank Daniel Snyder for my second year as a pro in 1997 for making it very easy for me quickly to give up. And then I moved in 2000 out of the D.C. area, you know, down Southern Virginia, and the Capitals got really bad at that time as well. Didn't make the playoffs. I kind of lost interest with them, and poof, next thing you know, Cam, is I've got no allegiances for the past 20 years.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
I bet the Washington Commanders under 8.5 this year. I don't understand that number. Like, I don't know, like, it's -170 at FanDuel, 8.5, but, like, in what world does anybody think they're a winning football team? You know what I mean? Like, so their best defensive player, Chase Young, is out for the first, like, I don't know, 4 to 6 to 8 weeks. Their rookie running back, who looked great in camp and was going to be the starter, got carjacked and shot twice. Carson Wentz is the starting quarterback.
That's trouble. But
where's the Dominion nine guy?
Heineke's the backup still. They got Taylor Heineke. Journeyman as the backup. Old Dominion. I wonder who'll probably get the game.
Sam Howell might be the future of that team. Sam Howell looked
I bet
good
you he's
in,
at the game tonight, guys. I bet Heineke is in Norfolk as we speak right now. He's probably doing the coin toss.
It's a huge game for Old Dominion. Sure, yeah. Damn right he's there, for sure. I'll tell you this, too. I don't think Carson Wentz is much better than Taylor Heineke. Like, he's not that – like, it's just – Heineke's a grinder. He'll make mistakes. But Carson Wentz is just bad, too. Like, what a train wreck that organization.
You'll see Sam Howell from Super Bowl, North Carolina Carson will Wentz be the quarterback of that team.
You think?
In a couple of years. It's a mess. Sam Howell will be the quarterback of that team. Or Carolina. They drafted him. They drafted him for a reason, and whatever. Carson Wentz will end up getting hurt. He's just short-term, and Heineke's nothing more than a backup. So Sam Howell will get his opportunity to maybe even this year.
I agree.
Picks on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're on the clock, and we're taking Old Dominion plus the points. We're on the Old D plus the points. We're on over 48 in this football game. We're taking the Montreal Alouettes on the money line. Those are our early bets here. And you know what? I've got a piece of Michigan State already. I do think Michigan State are going to roll Western Michigan as well. So let's add that to the rotation here right now. Old Dominion plus 6, over 48. Michigan State to roll Western Michigan. Oh, that was just sort of an add-on play. Didn't make the top cut for me. And that's it. My biggest play. I really like this Virginia Tech Old Dominion game to go over, guys. I think it's too late. What do you got for us, Cam?
I agree. I'm going to do a parlay in baseball with Boston. Dallas Keuchel's pitching again for Texas, and he is the epitome of gas on fire, home on fire. He is flammable to the nth degree. To give me him with the Mets in a parlay to plus 102. I'm also going to take Boston on the run line. Horrible loss by the Rangers last night, giving up all those runs in the ninth inning. College football, Marenzi, we're reading each other's mail. I'm taking the Old Dominion Monarchs plus the 6 points in that game. I also like the over. And at 7 o'clock, is that game? Indiana, money line. And I agree with you. The Montreal Alouettes, money line, and Montreal tees to the over in the CFL.
We didn't even get into the extra games, actually. You got the Eastern Kentuckys, the Eastern Michigans of the world, Tennessee Tech, 29.5 against Kansas. Wow.
We got enough. There's baseball. We got college enough. We got tennis matches coming up, too.
Open? Serena. I am on Serena Williams. I got Serena.
Oh, that Tom Donovan girl's pretty good. Ooh, it's going to be a good one.
What do you got for us, Steve?
Yeah, what do you like?
Hey, I'll take this guy named Cody Morris making his major league debut for the Guardians. I just looked him up. opponents have a 0.96 batting average against them in AAA this year. I think he's going to be really good tonight. Take them as a home dog maybe against Seattle. Pitching change, Cleveland, Cody Mowers.
Bold, Steve.
It's a curveball. Didn't see that one coming.
Castillo's pitching for the Mariners too. Steve's hardcore. That's an interesting one.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Steve.